Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1 is where we resume our study today. Father, we pray that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1, ask the Lord for rain in the springtime. It is the Lord who makes the storm clouds. He gives showers of rain to men and plants of the field to everyone. Rain is what makes our crops grow, and God is the only one who can make it rain. If there is a drought, it is in part anyway to get people to pray to God and as a result draw closer to Him. Verse 2, the idols speak deceit. Diviners see visions that lie. They tell dreams that are false. They give comfort in vain. Therefore the people wander like sheep, oppressed for lack of a shepherd. Idols refer to household gods. People use them to practice divination and interpret signs, and as a result, we're led by them. It's like people are led by their horoscopes today. It's similar to getting direction from a Ouija board or a horoscope. You know, the devil can lead people into all sorts of traps when they look to those things for guidance instead of looking to God in prayer. They're all a substitute for God, and they're all a substitute for a relationship with God and prayer. 3, my anger burns against the shepherds, and I will punish the leaders. For the Lord Almighty will care for his flock, the house of Judah, and make them like a proud horse in battle. The leadership in Israel had led the people away from God. Therefore, God will punish those leaders who teach contrary to his word, and God will deliver his people. Verse 4, from Judah will come the cornerstone, from him the tent peg, from him the battle bow, from him every ruler. A cornerstone, if you know anything about building at all, which I don't know much, but I do know that a cornerstone prevents the building from falling. And a tent peg keeps the tent from falling away. And the battle bow is used to defeat an enemy. So this verse is actually talking about Jesus Christ, who is the perfect king that brings stability and security to those who are in his kingdom today, which would be the church. Verse 5, together they will be like mighty men, trampling the muddy streets in battle, because the Lord is with them. They will fight and overthrow the horsemen. Jesus defeated our enemy on the cross. He cannot take a person to hell. Not anymore. Satan cannot take a person to hell with him if that person is trusting and following the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that sense, he is defeated. 6. I will strengthen the house of Judah and save the house of Joseph. I will restore them because I have compassion on them. They will be as though I had not rejected them. For I am the Lord their God, and I will answer them. God will answer his people's prayers because their punishment has run its course. Verse 7, the Ephraimites will become like mighty men, and their hearts will be glad as with wine. Their children will see it, and be joyful. Their hearts will rejoice in the Lord. You know, happiness is the natural result of holiness. Happiness is the natural result of fellowshipping with God and answered prayer. There's no joy like the joy that comes from those things. 8. I will signal for them and gather them in. Surely I will redeem them. They will be as numerous as before. And this verse was fulfilled 500 years later when Jesus died on the cross and redeemed man from their sin. The door is open for eternal life, and God has been calling people to come to him for 2,000 years. Verse 9. Though I scatter them among the peoples, yet in distant lands they will remember me. They and their children will survive, and they will return. God will scatter his people throughout the world, and that refers to the quick increase in the number of Christians. And it does not matter where a Christian is, they remember Jesus where they are, and they serve Jesus where they are. Verse 10, I will bring them back from Egypt and gather them from Assyria. I will bring them to Gilgal and Lebanon, and there will not be room enough for them. Egypt and Assyria represent the world where God's people had been in exile. God says, I'm bringing them out of the world and into my kingdom. And that's been happening since the church began. And the number of Jews who will come to Christ will greatly increase as we move toward the end of the age. 11. They will pass through the sea of trouble. The surging sea will be subdued, and all the depths of the Nile will dry up. Assyria's pride will be brought down, and Egypt's scepter will pass away. Meaning, none of the things that used to oppress my people will be an issue, says God. There is great peace for those who trust Jesus Christ for salvation. Their life may have problems, but Jesus keeps them in the eye of the storm where there is calmness. 12. I will strengthen them in the Lord, and in his name they will walk. God says, my people will walk in my will and enjoy my protection. Christians delight to do God's will and feel terrible when they fail, and the Lord God protects them as long as they want that protection. Next time, chapter 11. Until then, Mike Moret for Scripture Verse by Verse. So long, everyone.